Victor Lewis here in the studio as well, keeping us caught up on all things trending out there today. What's going on?
You know, not all the trends are for everybody. Some of the trends are for me.
What?
I know. And we're going to talk about a trend that is specifically something that I want to talk about, which is a revelation from the production of Spider-Man No Way Home.
Get right out of town with this.
I mean, hey, I need to talk about the fact that Tom Holland has discussed that Alfred Molina's Dr. Octopus arms are entirely CGI. Mad about that.
That's a little sad.
Practical effects a lot of the time in the Raimi movies, like puppetry operated arms, and it was awesome.
That is Sam Raimi's signature, though. Like, Sam Raimi's going to do practical stuff humanly possible. Yeah.
But I ran across that this morning, and it was strange to have an emotional reaction. How Dr. Octopus's arms are going to be CGI? But yeah, I totally felt some type of way about that.
I am so glad that you are too young to have been internet active when the Star Wars prequels came out.
How dare they? How dare they not use
CGI
tiny models?
Yoda, whatever.
Honestly, yeah, still whatever to CGI Yoda. I mean, I'm not saying we have to use the tiny scale models and stuff. I'm just saying sometimes they hold up better than CGI.
I feel like you are saying we have to use the tiny scale models
and
stuff.
Practical effects are rad.
Everybody knows that.
It's cool. It's a craft. It's dope. Speaking of things that people are going to have strong opinions on, I ran across a very interesting thing, and I didn't know this, which is strange because I live in Durham. I feel like I should be more on top of what's happening in Durham, but it looks like the Joint City Council Committee is bringing up a potential 10-cent fee for plastic shopping bags.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, which is far from being something that's actually in place in Durham, but it is being considered.
Discussed, yeah.
Yeah, it is being brought up in the conversation, and like, folks who are in charge of policy are not tossing it out of the room.
Right.
So it's worth having a conversation about.
I'm okay with that. I don't have a strong opinion about that either way. You and I are in exactly the same boat because you and I both live in Durham. We pay taxes in Durham. We vote in Durham, but we work here. So my knowledge of Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, politics and government is just so far and away beyond my knowledge of Durham city and county government. It's kind of funny and sad all at the same time.
Same.
Like, come up to me and tell me and ask me, Aaron, what do you think about the local elections? Who should I vote for? Who are the good candidates? Who are the bad candidates? I can run down every single race in Orange County and be like, okay, if you're this kind of person, you should vote for these people for Chapel Hill Town Council. If you favor this issue, if you prefer that issue, here are the candidates that are getting the endorsements, all of that. Durham, no clue.
Yeah.
Some clue, but much less of a clue, I'm much less informed.
I'll do the research that I need to do, but I'm not as much a finger on the pulse type of guy as I am. But I feel like a lot of that comes with the territory of the job. We're here talking about what's going on in Orange County literally every single day.
And consequently, I also do my grocery shopping at the Harris Teeter across the parking lot, so this 10-cent bag thing doesn't affect me.
I only shop in Durham. I'm going to say that loud and proud. There's a Harris Teeter down the road from my house. Speaking of public officials, man, we're full of wonderful transitions today. I would like to take a second to talk about the official Wizard of New Zealand, because New Zealand had a man who was designated as the official wizard. It looks like he
does. He live on Waverly Place? Please tell me he lives on Waverly Place.
The Wizard of Waverly Place. We do Disney
New
Channel
Zealand
references now.
Yeah.
So he lives in the city of Christchurch. He's currently 88 years old, and it looks like at some point in the mid-70s, this dude dressed in exactly the dictionary description of a wizard, black robe, big old pointy hat, giant Gandalf staff.
Ooh.
He just started showing up in public places and generally doing wizard things, just talking to people, pretending to do magic, et cetera, et cetera. And the local government tried to make him stop showing up in places, and people were like, no, we love the wizard. So they ended up keeping the wizard on retainer, which is a very wonderful and hilarious thing. He actually got a letter
from... Are you sure this isn't Portland?
Right? Right? It's such a crazy story. He got a letter from the Prime Minister of New Zealand in the 90s, Mike Moore. Uh-huh. The Prime Minister sent the Wizard of Christchurch a formal letter saying, quote, "I am concerned that your wizardry is not at the disposal of the entire nation. I suggest, therefore, that you should urgently consider my suggestion that you become the Wizard of New Zealand, Antarctica, and relevant offshore areas."
Okay,
and
I see where
he became the Wizard of New Zealand.
I see where he's coming from with that. I will say the Wizard of Christchurch is a much cooler name than the Wizard of New Zealand.
Yeah, I do have to agree.
The Wizard
with that.
Of Christchurch is the movie title.
So he's been acting for decades. He's been doing rain dances during droughts. He got the Queen's Service Medal in 2009, and his contract with New Zealand has been formally terminated as of this week.
What? Why?
2 decades worth of wizardry is formally coming to an end. It looks like he'll still be in Christchurch doing wizard things, but he is no longer the official wizard of New Zealand.
Has the staff been passed to a new generation of wizards? And
the staff has not been passed to a new generation. This has been a really fun and lighthearted story. The reason that he's no longer the Wizard of New Zealand is because sometimes he says some spicy things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He makes some sort of off-color jokes that would have probably been okay in the 70s, but aren't necessarily fine now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I see that.
But he's still there. He's still being a wizard. No one's kicking him out of things.
Right.
Not affiliated with the national government of New Zealand as he was before.
Yeah. Still do your wizard things. Just try to use them for the power of good.
Right.
All right. Cool.
How much time is left in trends?
Let's go with 30 seconds.
Okay. I don't have near enough time to talk about the James Webb Telescope. We'll talk about that next week. Instead, we're going to do a short hit on the state website of Missouri, where there was a HTTP flaw where the social security numbers of Missouri teachers could be seen. A journalist found that flaw, and he is in danger of criminal prosecution for being a, quote, hacker, when in fact all he did was, you know, just right-click inspect element and look at the code on the website. And
yeah, that's on
else.
You, state of Missouri.
Yep, not a hacker.
Absolutely
I'm trying
not.
To help you guys.
Yeah.